It is the summer of discontent in the Darjeeling Hills. In a throwback to the violence of the 80s, the heart-achingly beautiful region is on fire once again. The army has been sent in, along with the paramilitary and the state's own police force, to try and restore order. Defying them are angry protesters, taking to the streets every day. Three protesters have died, one policeman has been stabbed, shops are closed, hotels shut, businesses stalled, and ATMs are dry, and all this during peak tourist season. Senior Gorkha Janmukti Morcha leaders have resigned from the Gorkhaland Territorial Administration, or GTA, they say, to fight for statehood for Nepali-speaking Gorkhas in Darjeeling. And the indefinite bandh called by the GJM has entered its 11th day. This latest flare-up has been ignited ostensibly by the decision of the West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's government to introduce Bengali as a compulsory language across all schools in the state. On We the People, we're asking today, is the state and the centre playing with fire by ignoring the Gorkha identity issue? Joining us on the show today, we have from the TMC, the General Secretary of the West Bengal Trinamool Congress and its spokesperson, Mawa Moitra. We have Roshan Giri, he's the General Secretary of the GJM and its second in command. He's not only the face of the party in regions away from the hills, but also the main channel of communication between the GJM and the BJP. From the BJP, we have Joyprakash Mujumdar. He's a Vice President of the West Bengal State Unit. We have Dr. Chandan Mitra, Senior Journalist, Analyst and former BJP MP in the Rajya Sabha. Prashant Thamang, Indian Idol winner, one of the rallying voices of the Gorkhaland protests. Professor Neera Chandhoke, National Fellow of the Indian Council of Social Science and Research, and M.K. Raghavendra, film historian, critic and political commentator on national versus regional identity issues. And last but not the least, Raja Banerjee, the tea king of India, the tea estate owner who manages the world's oldest tea company today. So let's start though first with the TMC. Ma, I want to go across to you. The spark for this latest agitation was your government's decision to declare that Bengali should be made compulsory in schools across the state. Yes, I know you've issued a clarification since, but the damage clearly has been done. And not just have you reignited this demand for a separate statehood, more importantly for you, you have the centre now stepping in. A huge self-goal?
Not at all. I think this actually, if you look at the timing of this, on the 15th of May, there was an announcement by the Education Minister about Bengali being made compulsory in across the state. Now, of course, it would have been better had we said up front that this doesn't include the regions in the hill. But be that as it may, on the 30th of May, the Hill Party, the GJM, put out something saying that we're going to go into an agitation to withdraw this. On the 5th, the Chief Minister, on the 5th of June, the Chief Minister herself went to the hills. She had a meeting in Mirik in which she made a, which was a public meeting where she announced unambiguously, with absolute clarity, that this does not apply to the regions of Darjeeling, Kalimpong, Kursiyong, and the North, and there is no question of Bengali being made compulsory there. It will be optional as it has always been. Even if we were to accept that there was a lack of clarity up front, on the 5th, when the Chief Minister herself made the announcement, the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha on the 6th of June said they would go into a complete confrontation on this issue. Now, I think when you see when this announcement was made and the Chief Minister clarified it, there is absolutely no sense in taking this issue up. It just didn't hold. And I think the main thing that had happened was just 2 weeks prior to that were the municipal elections in the hills. And for the first time, if you see in their strongholds, a party from the plains, the Trinamool, in Mirik, we won 6 out of 9 seats. In Darjeeling, we won 26% of the vote. In Kursiyong, we won 34% of the vote. And in Kalimpong, the Trinamool won 14% and the Jan Andolan party won 34%. So right, combined, obviously, the Gorkha, if the TMC had not done development and if we didn't have a leg to stand on in the hills, I don't think the people would have voted for us 2 weeks before.
All right, Mr. Giri, you were fine GTA until things were going well. That's what the TMC says. Then they won in the Mirik local municipal elections. And perhaps if you had had the GTA elections, they would have probably also done well then. Is that what this is really about?
No. You see, it is not because of the municipality election. It is the people's demand, the Gorkhaland, people's aspiration.
But why now then?
No, you see, while signing the memorandum of agreement, we never dropped the demand for a separate state of Gorkhaland. It's clearly written that the government of India, the government of West Bengal and Gorkha Janmukti Morcha, keeping on record the demand of Gorkhaland, agree as follows. So government of India is also responsible, government of West Bengal is also responsible.
But Mawa, dealing with the situation in this heavy-handed manner, right? You had the police do a raid on Mr. Gurung, the chief, Morsha's chief's home come residence. Hasn't that also just exacerbated the situation? We've asked them why now. For the past 10 years, it's been a peaceful, largely Gandhian movement. And your government has been in power for 6 of those 10 years. So why now suddenly are we seeing this violence?
Well, that is the germane question. I think why now? It's sort of a concatenation of two reasons that have come to a head. One is that the GTA, when we talk about resigning from the GTA, this is just pure histrionics, because if you have to remember, the term of the GTA is due to expire on the 2nd of August. So to resign from the GTA on the 24th of June doesn't seem to, you've been in power. They've held on to it for 5 years. So if they had to resign, why didn't they do it earlier if they felt it wasn't working?
Why not? Why resign now?
No, you see,
now,
we were never interested with GTA.
No, but you won 45%, right? The last time. This time around, maybe you would win more.
We are not going for GTA elections. We never wanted to go. We accepted this as an interim arrangement. The government of West Bengal never allowed it to function. And now we have thrown GTA now. We will go ahead with the Gorkhaland movement. It's people's aspiration. The government of India has to concede to the demand of Gorkhaland.
The government of India has to concede to the demand of Gorkhaland. Yeah. Let's go across to Mr. Majumdar. He's from the BJP. Mr. Majumdar, what exactly is your government's stand on this issue? Your two MPs from this region have won because of the support of the GJM. What is your stand? Please clarify that first.
Thank you. I first want to refer to the first speaker about that language problem, recent, that triggering incident. She should refer to the annexure 1 of the GTA agreement, number 5, where it is clearly written that school education, including primary education, secondary education, will be transferred to GTA. Then if the school education is transferred to GTA, then why the Partho Chatterjee, the education minister, has first of all announced about the Bengali imposition? Why this attempt to subvert the whole thing, that they did not transfer power to GTA during last 5 years? That is the main problem. That state government signed GTA in 2011 in the presence of Mamata Banerjee and Mr. Chidambaram. But later on, Mamata Banerjee did not transfer the autonomy to the GTA. That is clear and it's factual.
All right.
And that is the root cause, we believe.
Thank you. That's a very important point.
Mamata Banerjee tried always
to subvert the GTA power. Mr. Majumdar,
otherwise,
that were to be handed over by the GTA. That is clear, yes. But what is not clear is, what is your government stand on the issue of a separate state of Gorkhaland? What is the party stand?
Our stand, if you know, we never, in our manifesto, we said that compassionately we will consider the demands and the mang of Gorkha people. We have never mentioned creation of a separate state. And we still believe that only 4 assembly constituencies cannot be the basis of a separate state. But the question is, when one after another autonomous body was created, first CPM did not allow it to function, that Darjeeling Gorkha Hill Council, then Mamata Banerjee did not allow the
GTA. Chandan Mitra, let's go across to you. He says it was part of the manifesto, but it wasn't part of the original manifesto. It was added on much later. But the BJP really in a catch-22 situation, when it made these promises of a separate state, the idea of being in power at some point in West Bengal was nowhere on the distant horizon. Now, of course, things have changed. And now it can no longer run with the hare and hunt with the hounds.
No, I think our position has been very clear right from the start.
What is it?
BJP has been in favor of smaller states. It is Mr. Vajpayee, you must remember, who created 3 new states, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh. And thereafter, the government has been very clear that yes, we are sympathetic to ideas of smaller states, provided there is some cohesive, I would say compelling reasons for that creation.
Is there a cohesive and compelling reason for
the
creation?
As Mr. Majumdar rightly pointed out, basically the point is that it is too small and unviable and will always be a burden on the center. Besides, there is no compelling reason Because the hills and the plains in Bengal have always lived in harmony. The economy of the hills, tea gardens and tourism, these are both kind of either run by Bengalis or kind of the economic motivation comes from Bengali tourists. Given all this reality, there is no compelling reason, as I say, for the creation of a state, except there is a linguistic difference. We all agree. You see, the Gorkhas speak Nepali as a mother tongue, Bengalis speak Bengali. Now, that is not good enough reason for a small state to be carved out.
Mr. Giri, this is your ally since 2007. This is the party with both your MP from Darjeeling is from the BJP.
Look at a larger perspective of West Bengal, the vote bank.
That's right, because they don't want to lose on the Bengali votes in the mainland.
No, we look at an all India perspective.
No, but you see, Gorkhaland, it is very, very different from the rest of West Bengal. Our tradition, our culture, our heritage, our language, the geographical condition, it does not suit with the rest of West Bengal. So we are very different, and it is within the framework of Indian constitution. What is the harm?
Sir, I agree. I'm glad you brought up the constitution, because the constitution says that it's got nothing to do with the West Bengal government. It's the center that has the sole power and the decision making when it comes to creating a new state.
That is why we are
is in the center. They have a majority in the Lok Sabha. Your MP from Darjeeling is from the BJP. Yet this is what they're saying. So where do you stand?
No, you see, we are asking the center to intervene, open a dialogue on Gorkhaland. We will not budge an inch from the demand of Gorkhaland now. In their manifesto of 2009 and 14, they have stated that they will sympathetically examine the long pending demand of the Gorkhas, Adivasis of Darjeeling district and Doers region, and will sympathetically consider it.
Okay.
So they are at the government now. They should do something.
So you seem to be happy with sympathy.
You see, BJP's statement refers to sympathetically considering the demands for autonomy. And autonomy has been given.
Long pending demand is not the autonomy. The concept of autonomy has failed.
No, that is another
matter. It has failed now.
That is another matter.
It has failed.
The BJP is not responsible.
No, but if the concept of
the long pending demand is not the autonomy, it is the statehood.
Not statehood.
If you say the concept of autonomy has failed.
The autonomous council, the concept of autonomy has failed now.
If they've not been able to function, can we actually go ahead and make a full state?
Why not? If the government of India so desires.
Experiments haven't worked.
No, government of India, they should come with a concrete decision on the statehood demand now.
Okay, I want to bring in Prashant Tamang. He, as I'm sure all of you know, is the winner of Indian Idol 3. And from the days when they were canvassing for you, when this became a political issue, and you've come a long way. You have several films under your belt. You're now an actor in the Nepali film industry. You have two albums under your belt, but you still believe in the rebellion. Are you happy with sympathy? Does that satisfy you?
No. The first thing is, I am here today on behalf of the people in the hills. So I'm not here as a celebrity or someone else. So I'm just worried about the situation happening there in my place. And my brothers, my sisters are dying. Internets are shut down. Everything is closed. This is very unfortunate.
So are you saying you should end the demand for a separate
state?
No.
Now it's a people's movement now.
But
no.
The BJP is saying that they sympathize with you, but they do not think, Mr. Mitra says he does not think it is a viable option to have a separate state.
Frankly speaking, I have no idea about the politics. I'm here for the people, and I just know that we want Gorkhaland. That's
all right. Okay. All right, Prashant. So I can understand there is a dream. The people of want a separate state, they want a separate homeland. But can you explain to me how will solving or having a separate state prevent incidents like what happened with you when you had the RJ call you a security guard, a chokhi guard?
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. That's what. When I won the Idol and the RJ here in Delhi, he called me, like he said, he made a statement that every Darwan who becomes the Idol, who will guard us? That hurts.
Of course, Prashant, there are, but my question is this: how does having a separate state solve that problem? Will it end? There are people who are ignorant, they are bigots, they will continue to say you're a chinki or you're a Nepali or you're a chokidar. How will having a separate state solve that?
First of all, people have to think in their mind the kind of word they use to us. Not only us, all the northeastern
Sure, absolutely. People. That is a problem, and we can have a whole entire debate about
so,
that.
So, so the thing is now, I don't know about, like I said, I don't know about the politics, but I just want government to take a very strong action and go further with the demand.
Okay, and Prashant, you were part of the Kolkata police force, right? And you were part of their orchestra. And from what I've heard, your first encouragement, your colleagues in the police encouraged you to go and audition for the Indian Idol, right, contest. So when you heard about that policeman who was stabbed, what did that make you feel? Because these are by people like you, you're saying, who want a separate state.
It's not only the policeman who got stabbed, but it's the policeman who killed, who fired the gun. I didn't see in my life, in the police, someone firing when the protest is going on. I haven't seen that. I have seen a lathi charge. I have done that. But I haven't seen a police firing a gun. So that's very sad to know.
Then, Neera, let's go across to you. As you can hear there, there's a heady mix of emotion and reason when it comes to demanding a separate state. But is it even feasible? In this case, is it feasible?
You know, if we step back from political polemics that have overtaken these demands for independent states, it is time that we set up a second state reorganization commission and work out which principles should be employed to construct a state. Because this kind of legitimization of a separate state is politically very dangerous. It is chauvinistic, it is inward-looking. And what is the connection between an ethnic group and a state of one's own? There is no homogeneous ethnic group. You're divided on the basis of class, you're divided on the basis of gender. And you know, India is a plural society. We must learn to get along with people who are not like us. I do not see this kind of ideology as being legitimate for a state of one's own. Having said that, I also think it's time that the TMC tones down its Bengali chauvinism. Mm. I mean, frankly, it is disastrous. It's dangerous. We have seen in India's neighborhood what identity politics have done when it comes to creating states. So learn from history. Do not replicate history. People who replicate history are bound to be doomed.
Is your government basically using the issue of Bengali identity to counter what the BJP is doing with Hindu nationalism? And just as it suits the BJP to have Kashmir boiling politically, it suits you to have Darjeeling boiling like this?
Not at all. I think it's very unfortunate that a person from an academic background who's, you know, not here on a political wicket says something like TMC tones down its Bengali chauvinism. I don't think this has anything to do with Bengali chauvinism. I think the TMC and the Bengal government has shown to the rest of India the reason we are not in favor. Our mandate is not the division of Bengal, and there is no way, unlike the BJP, which for the first time today, I'm at least happy that the BJP has come out and said that we're not in favor of a separate state, because all that we've heard over the last 6 or 7 years has been they've been sitting on the fence and they've just been wishy-washy that we're sympathetic. What is sympathy? Either you're for or you're against. You know, we've come out and said we will not allow Bengal to be divided, and that's the end of that. And that has nothing to do with chauvinism. It is to do with keeping the pluralistic identity of Bengal intact. It is the exact opposite of chauvinism. If we were chauvinistic, we'd be only too happy to say, all right, you're not like us, you don't speak our language, you eat differently, please make your own state, let us Bengalis be together. It's the exact opposite of chauvinism. So I'd really like to place that on record.
But what about development then? If they're part of the same state, part of the same people, as the GJM points out, that they just haven't kept pace with
The development, we've only been in power for 6 years. And, you know, our chief minister, while the trouble started, the chief minister was having a cabinet meeting for the first time since the 1970s. We were having a cabinet meeting in the Raj Bhavan in Bengal, in North Bengal, in Darjeeling, because she said that it is high time that we take the cabinet there twice a year. We formed a secretariat in North Bengal. I think no other government has done enough to bring about parity between North and South Bengal as this government has. So when it comes to development, like I just said, we had an average of 30% of the vote share in the recent municipal elections. If we hadn't done any development, then I don't think the people would have voted for us with the mandate that they did.
The GTA says that decisions are still being made at the writers' building.
I don't think that. It's unfortunate that they feel that, but like I said, that the timing of this is extremely suspect. They have been part and parcel of this journey for the past 5 years, and 1 month before the mandate, on the back of not as good as expected results for their own elections, when they come out and say the GTA hasn't functioned, I'm sorry, that's statement is a bit suspect.
Mr. Giri, would you like to respond to what Neera said?
Actually, GTA was not allowed to function. There's dual administration running, one by the district magistrate and one the GTA. You see, we are not interested with the GTA now. Closed chapter. Government should come with a concrete step on the state would demand, because it's a tea producing area. It is the political identity of the Indian Gorkhas, but for the all-round people of the development of the people of the region. There are Biharis, Marwaris, Muslim, Totos, Ravas, Koches, Meches, Bhutias, Lepchas, but it is for the political identity of the Indian Gorkhas, because India is a union of
state. A separate state within the new state of Gorkhaland. A
lot of passions have been flowing around here. I'll take a slightly more dispassionate view. See, all these agitations need funding, right?
Yes.
They need funding, and funding means investors. Investors will invest in agitations when there's a possibility of victory of some sort. They will stand to gain in some particular way. This particular thing, I think Mamata Banerjee's Bengali thing, obviously it was a mistaken communication of some sort, right? But the point is, once it is started off, the sentiments are always there. And let's say this, okay, this hegemony of the sort of, shall we say, one language group, one caste group, one kind of thing is always there, right? So the question is, all these states, you look at all the states which are language-based states, which should have all lived peacefully ever after, right? What happened to Andhra Pradesh? Andhra Telangana happened. You look at Vidarbha in Maharashtra, there are all these things. The question is, if you allow one such a group autonomy, other people, investors elsewhere, will find it investment feasible. At that particular point, they will invest in some agitation. Agitations will start elsewhere, okay?
And if smaller states aren't necessarily the panacea, is what you're saying.
They are small up to a certain point. Okay, this is endless. And I don't agree that you should have one more state reorganization thing. It makes no sense, because there'll always be these groups, there'll always be hegemonies, there'll always be dominant things, there'll be marginalized things. This is a permanent, endless situation, right?
No, so the question is, the first state reorganization commission had hundreds of representations for and against independence.
Yes.
I mean, states.
But wasn't
within
an
the
oversight that Gokhala
there was a principle worked out of linguistic majority, not of exclusive linguistic. There was a principle in the first round of state formation that the Nehru government followed. So you only had about 45 to 50% people speaking a language. Other language groups were within the state. They worked out, there were hundreds of representations.
Yeah.
So it's not a question that, you know, we must have some kind of measure. Otherwise, both the Congress and the BJP have shown themselves very opportunistic in forming states. Whenever there's violence, a state is created. And I don't think it's healthy for the body politic. I mean, I don't think it's healthy for democracy.
I think Telangana was announced even there was no violence. There was no agitation.
Came to Darjeeling, Dr. B.C. Roy, the then Chief Minister of West Bengal, he divided the Gorkha community on caste and creed line. Lepchas were different, the Limbus, the Rais, the Kshatriya, Kami, Damai, they were segmented as only Nepalese, the Gorkha, and rest were isolated. In Darjeeling district, we were shown as 50%, and in Darjeeling Hills, only 26%. So that time, on the basis of Nepali language, Gorkhaland should have been formed. But that didn't happen because Dr. B.C. Roy, he played a very dirty game.
But tell us, Mr. Giri, the Jana Andolan Party, right, which has severed links with you, they say that just like Mr. Ghee Singh, you've had no ability to run an administration.
That is not true. You see, we accepted Gorkhaland territorial administration purely as an interim measure. Our aspiration is Gorkhaland. Mr. Ghee Singh, while signing the Darjeeling Gorkha Hill Council Accord, he had dropped the demand for a separate state of Gorkhaland. But we never dropped the demand.
You have the support of the people. Why not have these elections? Come back.
No,
with
no,
a
we are not going for elections,
45,
you see.
Go to the center and point the south.
Now
to
it's
them.
Become a people's movement. People are on the streets.
And the people
they have shot dead three of our supporters. And now Ms. Mamata Banerjee is branding us as terrorists. They have links with the northeastern insurgent groups. And labeled charges against Mr. Bimal Gurung, Mrs. Asa Gurung, myself, and
correct.
Host of
Let's bring in frontline
leaders. What is this? You see, we have demanded a CBI inquiry into
this. If this is true, then your government should be following up on this. Otherwise, you're no different from the AAP.
I don't think she has ever said that they are terrorists. I think that's absolutely wrong. She's never used the word terrorist against them. She's never. No, she hasn't. I've read that statement. There is obviously a question of, like the gentleman on the right pointed out, whenever there is an agitation of this type, there is always a question of funding. And there has obviously been an influx of money and resources into the region, which is, now when you say it's a people's movement, there is definitely, very strong emotions at play here, as we can see, and we are sympathetic to those emotions. Obviously, when people have a need for something, the government is there, our own people, and of course we have sympathy for that. So that's not the issue. But the point is, when there is hooliganism, vandalism, and arson to the extent that there has been, and it has been absolutely, to say that this has been a non-violent movement is a joke. I mean, if you see the public property that has been burnt, you have more than 100 policemen injured, you have 10 very seriously injured, you have seen panchayat offices burnt, toy train set on fire, you've had public libraries set on fire, the arson, there's been 69 crores worth of damage was done in 2013. Now the bill is running upwards of 150 crores. So something like that cannot be done without sort of any kind of organized help, which is what the chief minister was quite rightly pointing to. But I don't think she's ever used the word terrorist. I can go on record saying that. So it's not fair to say that.
Already the region is underdeveloped. Who will pay for the property that has been destroyed, public property?
It is not by the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha. It's a mass movement now. It's not by the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha.
But Mr. Giri, you know that the Supreme Court has declared after the Haryana Jat agitations, for example, the Supreme Court has said that organizations and protesters will have to be held responsible.
There's a ruling for that. You see, our protesters, they were on a very peaceful march, Dandi March. They were going to our party headquarters, Patlebas. Why were they stopped? And then why did the police open indiscriminate firing on the protesters? What is the police trying to do? What is the government of West Bengal trying to do? They are trying to crush our movement using police, paramilitary and army. People's aspiration has to be respected.
No.
Why should we stay with West Bengal?
Can I ask you a question? When do people's aspirations end?
This
thing is over, one more people's aspiration somewhere else will start, right? There's always people's aspiration. And how do you figure out what these people's aspirations are? Through violence, through protests, through agitations? That's the only way, right? So the question is, you can always have these. It'll always be there. More people's aspirations will come about. It has to be stopped somewhere.
Where does this end? My point is that the people is one of the most elaborate political fictions to make its appearance after the divine right of kings to legitimize political actions. There is no such thing as a people. Yeah. Before you decide, the people will decide. Somebody has to decide who the people are. Why should not non-Gorkhas in your part of the country also vote in a referendum? I mean, they have equal stakes there. You can't have a land only for Gorkhas. You can't have a land only for X or Y or B. Work out a democratic arrangement, and if you feel very strongly, have three referendums 2 years apart and decide. This is a Canadian Supreme Court judgment on Quebec. Let the people decide, have a referendum three within 2 years each.
If Gorkha land is granted, if there will be another people's movement against the Gorkha.
No, that is not true. That is
not a problem.
There will be a
dominant. When Telangana was created, was there any people's movement against Telangana? When Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Uttarakhand was created, was there any people's movement against
Telangana?
Why only for Gorkha?
Okay, let's look at it. Okay, Telangana is a space. Gorkha is an ethnic identity. It's completely different things. Right? The question is, when you say it's only anti-Telangana, it's
language.
When Nagaland can be formed for Nagas, Mizoram for Mizos.
I agree. No.
Manipuri for Manipuris. Why not Gorkha land? It's for political identity of the Indian Gorkhas.
Political identity enough? Has having Uttarakhand, having Jharkhand, has that improved the lives of the people of the state in any way?
Certainly they are happy.
Okay. But Chandan, where does this end? Is the government playing with fire? Let's say, for example, look at the reaction
which
the government,
government
is. Your government, the BJP government.
No, this is a matter of West Bengal government. This has nothing to do with the center.
How is it not the West Bengal government creating a new state? Is the center's.
It is the West Bengal government is responsible for law and order or maintaining law and order in this whole state. If the center intervenes, we will be told that fascistic forces are coming in and trying to settle the issue. I think there's been gross mishandling of the matter by the Trinamool government. They have put the fat on the fire. Let them now douse it. But I wanted to make a larger point. You see, the point has been discussed here. Will this be the end of this ethnic identity issue. Now, in this region, you have Koch, Rajbanshi, and a large number of other tribals who have actually been demanding their own, in Kamthapur and other. I mean, they are not even spread over an entire assembly constituency or an entire subdivision. They are part of a subdivision, but they also demand separate statehood. Now, where will separate statehood stop? Therefore, there has to be a criteria that is fixed, which has to take into account economic viability, political cohesion, ethnic viability, ethnic cohesion, and so on and so forth. You can't brush aside these movements. I am in sympathy with Mr. Giri that they want to express their aspiration for Gorkha nationhood and Gorkha identity, but statehood is not always a solution for
that. All right. Mr. Mitra, question for you and for Mr. Majumdar. Mr. Majumdar, Mr. Mitra is putting the blame at the door of the TMC. But what Mamata Banerjee has said is no different from what the center has said on Kashmir, that you cannot have dialogue and violence going hand in hand. Isn't that the same thing?
That Gorkha land movement history, if you see from 1986, that Jyoti Basu phenomena, Buddhadev Bhattacharya phenomena, and now Mamata Banerjee, they all tried to send police and paramilitary and tried to suppress the aspirations of the hill people. And at the same time, they were playing that plain people, people of plains and people of hills. You know, they want to win with that sentiment. Look, we are suppressing hill people and therefore you should vote at plains. Mamata Banerjee is doing today that thing. My question is, we are brothers and sisters. We have lived peacefully so many hundreds of years. Why Mamata Banerjee said after the agreement, Gorkha agreement in 2011, thousands and thousands of banners and hoardings throughout West Bengal plains, that Pahar Hasche, that is, hills are smiling. That was hard to win panchayat vote in plains, to win successive elections, that Pahar Hasche. The hills are smiling. Now, at the same time, Mamata Banerjee did politics to break Gorkha movement and to not to transfer power to the autonomy. The main point is, if Mamata Banerjee would have transferred adequate power to this autonomous council, I believe today these people, they would not come onto the street and make their fresh demand, fresh movement. My belief is we have to sit again, three parties have to sit again, talk and transfer the power to the autonomous council so that the hill people can have true autonomy, that a state is not possible
and
autonomy is the best solution. But they cannot do it, Mamata Banerjee cannot do it with the help of police and military and firing people, innocent people. She should call back the forces and create the trust factor. Trust factor is the most important, so that people can come and sit on the table. Mamata Banerjee has destroyed the trust factor in Hill.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Majumdar. Thank you for joining us and thank you for your time today on that. Chandan, Mamata has sent in the forces, says Mr. Majumdar from the BJP here. But why do we have a difference when it comes to Mr. Rajnath Singh saying on one hand, we should have an iron hand when it comes to dealing with Kashmir, but we should have a go slow policy in Darjeeling?
No, these are not kind of stated. Nobody has said go slow in Darjeeling. It is a law and order issue. Law and order is a state subject. That is only in extraordinary situations that the center intervenes or sends an army at the request of the state government. The issue is really the failure of the state government to adequately understand the aspirations of the Gorkha people and negotiate, transfer power and be in constant touch with the Gorkhas and transfer the amount of power that was outlined in that agreement, which hasn't been done. Just holding one cabinet meeting after so many years in the hills, that kind of symbolism is not going to assuage sentiments.
So it's symbolism. Mawain, the GJM says that sending the army in, or the fact that the army had to be called in, is proof that Mamata Banerjee doesn't have control over the region. Also gives them a stand to perhaps demand for president's role in the region.
It's quite astounding the double standards that have. For us, we are very clear that if there's something, if we've fallen behind on development, or there's something people are feeling that we haven't done enough of, the negotiating table is open, and they're welcome to sit and cross, and we are willing to discuss everything. There is nothing that is off limits. That's the first thing. Now, the second thing is, when it comes to the question of a separate state, we are not going to preside over the liquidation of the state of Bengal. That is very clear. We have never been dilly-dallying on that. We are sympathetic to everything else. Now, you have here Mr. Giri, who says that he's done with autonomy, that the GTA was only an interim measure, and that the Gorkhaland is, according to him, it's not opportune timing, which is what we think it is. He says, you know, this is an interim measure. We were not going to go for elections. We are in for statehood. Now, if the BJP knows of this all along, then what is the point of the BJP on one hand saying that we're sympathetic and you should give them autonomy, when the Gurkhas on the other say we don't want autonomy? It doesn't make sense, as you can see. Our point is this, that if there's a law and order situation, and if there's incidents of hooliganism, of rioting, of attacking policemen, of burning property, as we have seen during a very long and violent agitation for 20 years, which achieved absolutely nothing, and in fact, sort of economic development in the region went back by 10 or 15 years, as you know, Mr. Banerjee, who's here from the Makai Bharati estate, will attest to. So I think we have to be very sure that we don't get into a trap like that. The government is absolutely open. We have held a meeting inviting people to talk. But as far as the state of Gorkhaland is concerned, we are not open to the idea of splitting the state of Bengal. Apart from that, everything, this is your government, this is our government, let us get together.
It is not the division of West Bengal. It is the reorganization of territories which were never the part of West Bengal.
How far do you go back, Mr. Giri?
If you go back to history, you can see.
Yeah.
And one thing,
most of
and one point
part of
I want
India.
To say that this is not a law and order problem. This is a political problem. This has to be solved politically.
Meanwhile, what happens to the people?
You know, you can't brush away political protests as law and order issues. It's happening all over the country. These have to be resolved politically, not through unleashing of coercion. I mean, it's very short-sighted. You're giving rise to more and more chauvinism and more deaths.
And everyone, it's the locals who are paying the price for this. We're going to go across to the audience. But Mr. Raja Banerjee, you're the last of the standing family-owned tea gardens that have survived the tribulations of time in the hills. How is this affecting the tea industry?
As far as I'm concerned, we've seen the turpitudes of independence, the first party that came into power, then the Marxists, then the GNLF, and now the GJN. Nobody is in touch with the ground reality. So in this tearing apart of the seams, what do we do? I think the solution lies in a five-fold tearing aspect. One, you've got to take care of the identity, not just the Gorkha identity alone, but the Himalayan identity as a holistic with the various ethnic mix. You need to look into the cultural weave of it. You've got to look into the food security of it. Fourthly, you've got to look at the livelihood upgradation.
GJM says that it's going to be an indefinite ban. How does that affect the tea industry?
Certainly there'll be a huge hit because, you know, Dorje Ling, the same. Let me go back a little. It is basically a Tibetan word. Dorje means thunder, Ling means land. So it's coupled to a particular weather condition which comes up with the nor'westers. Clashes, you have this fearsome storm of short duration that races across the plains of Bengal, and bang, she comes. Okay, transforms the whole land. That is the most lucrative crop. The muscatels emerges subsequently because you have a riot of profusion of some allied forces. Capturing that into the cup would actually release the power of Dorje Ling. And that's what we're looking for. Nothing's been done about it, okay?
All right, so let's get more reactions about how this affects the economy and the lives of people on the ground. You're from the region?
My hometown is Karshang, and right now it's the 11th day of the Bandh. And all the internet has been, you know, cut off, and there is no link with the outside world, and schools have been in Bandh. The question here is not about law and order. As a panelist, I would disagree here very strongly, because it's not merely a question of law and order. This instance of even Prashant's, you know, it's a demeaning for Indian Gurkhas to be pointed out as, you know, as guards. Or it's about the question of political identity of community.
But Mr. Giri, the GJM, they say it's a people's movement right now.
Yes, yes.
So you, despite all of these hardships, you're saying that your family is going through hardships.
Yes, we have seen this.
Are you still with this movement?
Even in 86 to 88, when this this became a mass movement. At that point of time, my ancestral homes were burned down by the security forces. And it's a people's movement, and that has to be taken into account.
Let's get some more reactions. So we're talking about the forces. Is it the deployment of paramilitary forces at this point of time, does it help on the ground? You have a background, you're from the army.
Yes, I just want to say that for their political interest, the center and the state government should not forget one thing, that if they continue to suppress this movement and use of paramilitary force, and the people are, there's a violence, people are killed, paramilitary forces called, army is called, and the agitation goes on, goes on, goes on. What will happen? It has a national security and integrity issues. The time will come when the China, through the help of Nepal, will create or try to create, or if it continues, will create another Kashmir in Darjeeling Hills. Gurkha people, you must understand, because Gurkha people are very peace-loving, very fun-loving people. But they can go to any extreme when it comes to protecting of their dignity and their self-respect. You must understand that there's a large number of Gurkha people who form part of the Indian Army.
Correct.
And the strength works out, say, roughly about 2 lakhs Gurkhas who are working in the Indian Army. Now, if back home their parents, their brother, sister are killed and shot by the paramilitary force or by the army, what will be their reaction?
But our army has to work in all states.
Army is working in all the states, but you must understand the sentiments behind that. And the government should not forget what happened in 1984 after the Blue Star operations. There were Sikh regiments which revolted.
All right.
As it is, the armed forces and the veterans are not very happy with this government.
So let's not get into the politicization of the army. Let's get some quick reactions, audience reactions.
We have heard about the GTA, the Gurkha Territorial Administration. Why the West Bengal government is not willing to transfer some important subjects of areas like land and revenue and
59
TST,
subjects were supposed to have been transferred.
Yeah, 59 subjects were supposed to be transferred to the GTA. But
I think
some important subjects are not transferred.
The GTA, since its inception, has functioned, has the 900 crores have been given from the central government, 600 crores have been given from the West Bengal government. I mean, very important. So if nothing has been done, I don't see where 1,500 crores has gone. So, you know, if the GTA was a non-functioning body...
How come 900 crores?
Just one second, sir.
It's not only about money.
The state has done everything.
It's not only about the money sanction. It's about the devolution of power.
Sir, the state has done everything.
The transfer of power.
The state has
done everything. Ms. Mamata Banerjee has divided the Gurkha community. She has created some 15 development boards.
All right, let's
quickly. Can I finish the answer? I mean, it's giving me a question. Yes.
She has divided the community.
I don't think we have divided the
community.
We have not divided the community.
Let's get some quick reactions and then closing arguments.
For all of them, with us.
For me,
for all round development of the region.
For me, demand for Gurkha land is a right to self-determination, and I stand with that. And I will disagree with one person who said there that Gurkha land is people of Gurkha land are peaceful and Kashmiris are not. It's very dangerous binary that they are creating.
All right.
So I would just like to say at the very beginning of this entire session, the panelists all talked about how India is a democratic country, and it saddens me to say that I think that the entire essence of democracy is lost and is tossed out of the window when the BJP government says openly that we are sympathetic. Sir, what does that even mean? I think it's about time that the BJP government intervenes, because it's not in the hands of the West Bengal government to decide whether or not another state should be made. I think it's about time that the BJP government intervenes, at least by starting off and giving a stand as to what they actually want and what they actually feel. Thank you.
Mr. Mitra, the BJP is playing with fire.
Perhaps haven't gauged the seriousness of the issue. The problem we are debating now is the issue of law and order in the hills. There is a kind of unrest has been simmering. Now this bandh is going on. Gurkha land as a state is not on the table as yet. The issue has to be first resolved as to whether GTA is going to function properly or not. And if power has not been devolved to the GTA, why hasn't it been, and how it can be done? Let the autonomy be given a chance before you jump straight to the issue of statehood. Statehood is a very complex issue, as you've already been hearing from so many persons here. It is very complex. And that is where the center
can come in. Not even on the table, Mr. Giri. Prashant, that's what the BJP is saying.
Now,
quick reactions, ma'am.
Yeah, it has to be on the table.
Now,
it has to be on the table now.
Now, what
is that the only solution now? The way to get anyone to listen?
Who has created violence? It is the government who is creating violence with the using of police, paramilitary.
You must understand that the government cannot be expected to sit back while there's large-scale arson, looting and burning of public property. It is not the mandate of the government to sit back and watch while public buildings are torched and policemen are injured.
So what is the solution now if they're saying that they're not going to be
exactly. We are
the
just
center government open a dialogue.
We are just coming to this.
We'll take that. Should we open to dialogue?
Dialogue, but only on one issue, that is Gorkha land.
Gorkhaland is
not negotiable. How is it a dialogue?
Come on the table.
How is it a dialogue?
I just have one point to put across. And that is law and order or funding is a very simplified version of this kind of a problem, number one. Number two, at the very outset, it might appear that it is a kind of politics of identity, a separate homeland, but the underlying issues, the underlying concerns are also very important, which cannot be ignored. For example, the basic amenities, education, healthcare, employment, poverty, you know, this is also very admit, this needs to be addressed. Secondly, now with shutting down of so many tea plantations abruptly, the young generation has been compelled to go out to, you know, in the neighboring states in search of a job. So that is again another problem. There again, they are discriminated against and all this problem starts there. Three T's that Darjeeling is famous for, the timber, tea, and tourism. Now, if it is a people's movement, I really ask all the government and the party concerned that the people, do they have any share in this kind of revenue generation which has emerged from these three T's of Darjeeling, which is Darjeeling is famous for a picturesque hill station, a beautiful hill station. So how it is a people's movement then, if you have not allowed them power?
Also, the revenues from these three T's is probably why the West Bengal government doesn't also want to let Darjeeling go.
My question to the BJP representative is, like, in a theater of hypocrisy that politics has now become, you first gave so many years ago a hope, sympathetic hope to the people of Gorkhaland that a state will be formed. There was hope. And now you right here, right now, said that there is no scope. So over the years that you have given this hope to people, it has just simmered into the people's minds.
I have not said that. Don't misquote.
I think we're completely out of time, so
what is being said carefully. I said our manifesto says we shall sympathetically consider. It does not mean anything more than that. It's simple. I hope you clearly understand English. You know that. And we'll see when the time comes.
Let's get quick closing arguments, please.
I think that there's two very, very important points to make. If this, on the issues of, I think, timber, tourism and tea, which are the three biggest revenue generators and the economic backbone of the region, I think the government is absolutely committed to all of these three and is trying its best. On the one of the reasons where this happened, booms tourist season, the chief minister stayed back to make sure that tourists were not inconvenienced. So I think the government is completely committed to development and is willing to discuss anything, including shortcomings and failings on the part of the government to further development in the region. That is not the issue on hand. The second is that the government is willing to talk to all stakeholders, but it cannot be done in an atmosphere of looting, of arson, and a complete breakdown of the law and order machinery. That is not on the table, sir. So we urge everyone to please come to the negotiating table.
We are ready to sit with the center, provided they open a dialogue on Gorkhaland. What is the harm on opening a dialogue on Gorkhaland?
But if the center says that's not on the table, the people of the region will continue
to pay the
price.
It should be on the table now. Government should think it properly.
That's why they're using violence.
And then open a dialogue on Gorkhaland.
Then what is the solution?
The very notion of dialogue means negotiation, right? You can't say you can't meet me to agree to whatever I say or whatever I want. That can't be a dialogue, right? For a dialogue, there has to be give and take. So if you say I have to have Gorkhaland, where is the dialogue? There's no dialogue. Okay.
Precisely.
So I don't see that any possibility. Second issue I want to make is that you said that Kashmir and Gorkhaland are treated very differently by the BJP. No, they're treated like exactly identical fashion, except that the rhetoric is different. Both of them are being treated as law and order, and I think rightly so. Okay. They're treated as law and order, except that in Kashmir, there are, shall we say, Pakistan is involved, there are external factors involved. You can't have the same rhetoric. Here, because it's all within the thing, the Gorkhas are as much citizens, everybody's citizens of India, you have to have a sympathetic view. But frankly, I don't see this entire
Kashmiris,
thing.
Kashmiris also are people of India. You have to have a
sympathetic view. No, but there are external factors working.
That's exactly what we want to ask the IGGA.
So, Naneera, last question. Closing argument to you. So then what is the solution? One side is willing to talk. The other one says no, only with conditions. What is the solution?
We have to take a long-term view. You know, this ad hocism is politically extremely dangerous. I will repeat this again. We have to chart out a policy on what basis states have to be formed. Every time a group uses force and coercion, you can't say, okay, we'll talk with them. There has to be some criteria. Let's have a criteria. Let's have a second states reorganization commission.
All right, we're completely out of time. I'm going to give the last word to Prashant, sir. You can't be heard. I'm going to give the last word to Prashant. You've heard everybody on this panel. How do you feel and where do you see this going forward? Is it a people's movement?
It is, of course, now. And sir from BJP just said that we'll see when time comes. Time has gone, sir. Now people have come onto the streets. Now it's your right time to take the decision.
But do you have the right people representing you politically? Is the now, DGM
now
the answer
it's,
then?
No, it's not about now. It's not about the leaders. It's not about any parties. It's about the people. And all the parties should choose a best spokesperson, a best advisor to advise, to give us advice, whom to meet, when to meet, what to say. And this is not about the party now. It's about all. I will say that all the parties in the hills should be united now, and don't lead, just advise us. Now there's a meeting, all party meeting. I'm sure they will do something. I hope they will do something for us.
Keep talking.
All right, so let's end on that note of hope. We're completely out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on Weekly.